This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. Right here, we've got AM 860 and AM 930 we're broadcasting out of. Thank you very much to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Not everybody working on the third watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail delivered today. And also our suicide jockeys, Tom and the gang, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel so you can get to where you need to go with your giddy-up-and-go juice. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Trump's social website. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel and host of the Military Matters Show, as well as the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
And I hope you are ready to say the pledge.
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple things here. First of all, Flip is chiming in. He's a Navy guy. Don't hold that against him. And good morning to you, Flip. And, of course, George the Godfather is around this morning, so good morning to the Godfather.
All right. Now, we'll hold to that fact he's a Navy. If you've been a Marine Navy guy, now maybe that'd be a different story, but we'll tolerate it.
I was waiting for your comments. All right. Well, you know, Donald Trump Jr. yesterday had to throw the dig out there. He's celebrating the Republican loss of Liz Cheney in Wyoming, a humiliating defeat, I might add, in her state's GOP primary, where she suddenly has related her loss to Abraham Lincoln. I fail to see the significance there, although she used it in such a sense that you would think she's running for president next. But she did come out and say that she's starting a PAC, and that PAC, I guess, is going to be located in Virginia. Her husband has a law firm over there. Of course, he is representing Hunter Biden, as you well know, correct?
Right.
So this just gets screwier and screwier the more we get into this with all the stuff that's going on. It's all intertwined.
Yeah, Captain, what she said, yeah, she got lambasted. I mean, the very worst poll going into the election, she was down by about 30 percentage points. She lost by more than that.
Yep.
I mean, this is this is not just a message. And we really knew. We knew going in she was going to lose. And she knew that.
Yeah.
And her reference to Lincoln, that was not a deal thing. That was, she might as well just come out and says, I'm going to run for president because it's my next step to ensure that President 45 does not become President 47. That's quite clear exactly what her intention was. I don't think she can run and win anywhere as a Republican.
No.
I think she would be the first one to drop out. And I'm like your earlier caller, and you're wasting your money. She's wasting her money. But if it's her own money, I don't care. Let her blow it. But I feel sorry for all the saps that would donate a penny to any of her efforts to run for president. I sincerely do.
Well, you're right, and I totally agree with you. In the meantime, the Biden Inflation Reduction Act, which doesn't reduce inflation by a penny, invests some $369 billion to take the most aggressive action in confronting the climate crisis. It's all about the climate. But wait till you hear this one. Ford and General Motors raised their electric vehicle prices, offsetting the $7,500 tax credits in Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. So what's going to happen now? Does that mean the federal government has to toss more money into the rebate department or the tax department? What are they going to have to do here?
Listen, right off the get-go, Inflation Reduction Act. I'm like you talking about. I don't think the legislation to make truth in advertising the names of these bills to go through because they are politicians that they say they lie. But I will tell you, it is not inflation reduction. We all know that. Even those that know it, Manchin knows that. It is more the taxes spend bill, which is the label that Fox News appropriately had instead of the official title of this. And why is anybody surprised? Any time that you have the government getting in to engineer things that America is not ready for prime time on, and all this Green New Deal stuff is not ready for prime time. We know it. The administration knows it. It's a political maneuver, and guess who's going to pay the price? Poor saps like you and me, they'll pay the taxes. And the other great lie is that 400,000 above are the only ones that'll see an increase in taxes. Baloney.
Right. 50% of the people that were audited last year made less than $75,000. Go figure. All right, hold that thought, sir. We'll be right back with more with retired Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And I shall return with more. Don't go nowhere, no how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. You betcha, Moss Nissan and those dealerships that they've got, including the all-new one in Brooksville, which is they're working on the final stages of getting it open. Some of the parts and pieces of the building and getting the floor together and all that stuff on the inside have taking a little bit longer to get there than what they thought, and wouldn't you know that was going to happen. But anyway, I will tell you that it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, New England, New York State, Pennsylvania, over into Ohio and Michigan and Illinois and Indiana, up into Minnesota and on down into Kansas and all the way out west to Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. And the reason why I think they get those type of returns is because of their programs that they have. Number one, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all church pastors, all first responders in general get a tremendous discount on their vehicle for the job that you have or have had, because volunteers, or I'm sorry, people that have retired also are involved in that from the first responder community. Now, they have location, and by the way, they also have Moss Care, which is where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, they have a store in Crystal River. They have a store, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They also have side-by-side Nissan and Acura here on Florida Avenue in Tampa, right there side-by-side. And you can find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check on the progress of the Brooksville store, which is going to be the next one on State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway. So that's where that'll be. And I don't know if it's going to be open by the end of the month or not, but that's what's certainly what they're shooting at. and shooting four. We'll see. We'll see. Labor Day weekend, that'd be a great place to be, I guess. So there you go. And don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Find them online, MossMAUSNissan.com. MossMAUSNissan.com. Check them out. All right, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel and Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, Kevin Wright, is with us again. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Captain, I got to tell you, on a Thursday morning at 5 a.m., I may have hit the downward side of 60 this last year, but I like smoking lightning and heavy metal thunder.
And we can accomplish that. We got it.
Thank you for the motivational music and in addition to the motivational discussion, always.
Yeah, and I played the motivational music this morning with This Is My Town, that song, because somebody wanted me to play something that threw a little dig at Liz Cheney, and that's the song I thought of. I said, well, hell, you know, when they do that, this is my town. Yeah, and that was telling Liz that, hey, man, this is our state. You don't tell us what to do.
You know, Liz Cheney's almost become too easy a target, and she invites it, but she's willfully ignorant. Like you said, she doesn't want to know the truth. Mm-hmm. She can't handle the truth, doesn't want to handle it.
Now, I got an email here that I told you I was going to mention. It comes from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale, and good morning to Fred. He heard Aaron from Denver on earlier this morning when she sang about 30 seconds of Hit the Road, Liz, which was hilarious. We were all laughing about that one. It was Hit the Road, Jack, but she used the word Liz. And before we pop any champagne corks, she said, remember, Liz Cheney will be back on the spoiler party to siphon off votes from the Republican front runner, whoever that is probably going to be, of course, Donald Trump. She cannot rise to the top of the Democratic Party. Now, Aaron is right. Liz Cheney is a liberal masquerading as a Republican to capitalize on her father's brand and win in Republican Wyoming. Not to worry about funding the campaign of Liz Cheney. It will come from George Soros and his band of never-Trumpers.
Yeah, I tell you what. And she's like COVID. She just won't go away. She just keeps coming back in different variations, and she's misdiagnosed by those in the media and all that. But we, the people, we know the real deal on this, and we, the conservatives in the nation of America, we know the real deal. We know what somebody that's really committed to the United States Constitution, preserving it, free enterprise and individual rights responsibility is all about, and she is not it.
No, not at all. Now, we have plenty of things going on in our backyard here, including the CDC, which apparently is going to be revamped in some form or another after the numerous instances of wrongdoings and wrong information being given to the public. And yesterday they had a Zoom call about it, and a lot of things were discussed. I don't know what's going to happen, but certainly there are going to be changes.
Yeah, we've been spending the last couple of years rebranding the disease, the epidemic, the pandemic, the whatever you call it, and now we're switching to rebranding the agency that created this dystopian mess in the United States of America. All right, good luck with that, CDC.
Yes, indeedy. You are so right. Now, I don't know where this is going to go. Do you?
I have no idea. I've given up. But, you know, it's like I often say, I continue to be disappointed, but I'm no longer surprised by anything.
Mm. Now, talk a little money stuff here. Because you can't get out of the scheme of things without somehow or another looking at inflation. And, of course, our legislation that was put out there, the inflation bill, which is not even close to what its name entices here. But how would the Fed justify backing off on inflation? How do you think they would do that?
Well, you know, it's like every real problem that we're wrestling with in our country. We're a day late and a dollar short. We're trying to things, then we apply the wrong solutions to those, whether it's our endless wars that we're involved in overseas, We're late. We failed to apply diplomatic and economic measures. The same thing here with inflation. The Fed, which, by the way, ought to be revamped, not rebranded, but totally revamped or absolutely done away with, because they do more harm than good. And then when they do good, it's too dang late to really help the average American. And that's the case here. So we'll see. I can't prognosticate what it'll be. I've got my hands full just trying to manage my personal finances in the midst of all this mismanagement of taxpayer money by the federal government.
Okay. Now, the sharp decline in gasoline prices and a fall in sales of motor vehicle purchases left behind some retail sales that were flat for the month of July, but consumer activity and other types of businesses picked up. Now, this is a troubling sign, of course, for the Federal Reserve and their campaign to try to bring down inflation. Now, sales across the retail sector in July were flat with the prior month, the Commerce Department and said, and they compared that with a year ago when sales were up 10.1%. Now, in wrapping this little discussion up here, a big part of the flatlining was due to falling sales as gas stations, similar to the way gas prices kept the headline inflation figure announced last week flat, again, excluding gas stations and retail sales that rose 0.4% in July.
Yeah, this is part of the Biden administration's attempt to rebrand so that all those stickers out there that said, I did that, with Joe Biden pointing his finger to the gas prices and saying, yeah, I did that. Look at this. Gas prices have gone down. Well, compared to what? Compared to a month ago, 2 months ago? You go back a year, it's still a problem, and we haven't seen the last of that. And to use this to justify bringing on non-fossil fuels that are not ready for prime time yet, we got time to deal with that. Don't make up the lie. Don't play scare tactics with global warming and high increasing temperatures and all that. That's baloney. The American people have gotten smarter. We're plugged in. We're tired of being lied to. We can distinguish between what is truth and what is not. And that's all we ask.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the truth. Just be truthful.
And I want to say hello and welcome aboard to Nancy in Denver, who just became a member of the Captain's Army.
All right. Welcome aboard, Nancy.
Yep. Be glad of the privilege that you now have, so use it for what it's intended for, to have a voice, and we try to be your voice right here. All right, by the way, when we come back, and the Colonel's going to stick around for another segment, when we come back, did you know the entire CV-22 fleet for special operations has been grounded? Wow. Wow and wow. And by the way, weather-wise, we may have a major solar storm headed our way. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The same judge that signed off on the FBI warrant to invade President Trump's home will decide if the public gets to see the probable cause portion of the warrant. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says the unusual warrant okayed taking everything from the Trump home.
The search itself was grotesquely broad. It was almost without definition. It literally was a warrant that said take everything.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it and Taiwan will start negotiations for a bilateral trade and investment initiative this fall to include technology and agriculture. The Miami-Dade Police Department confirmed that 29-year-old Detective Cesar Echeverry has died. He was rushed to the hospital Monday night after being shot by an armed robbery suspect in Miami. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff, in Sarasota. And by the way, I will be down today for lunch at Mission Barbecue down there in Bradenton, the Cortez Road location. And if you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy, you'd be more than happy to see you. I'll be easy to spot. I'll have my shirt on, my red shirt with my logo on it, and I'll be wearing a hat that you'll be able to identify me with. So there you go. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take on a regular basis, have been for well over 8 years now, and I take it because of the problems that I have. Now, if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or you've got muscle aches and pains from your daily activities, this is a product that will help you. It's all drug-free, it's all natural, and it will go right straight to the source of the pain that you've got. So, try the 3-week quick start. It only costs $19.95, the price of a cup of coffee a day. That's it. You get it started, the 3-week quick start. You do that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. There you go. Give it a shot. See what it does for you. You might be real surprised. Get you out of pain. Because all you have to lose is pain. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and host of Military Matters. And good morning again, sir.
Hey, Captain, I can think of no better way to hit get a second breath and hit the stride to finish out the week than being with you on Thursday morning.
Yeah, and we appreciate you and everybody tells me that they really appreciate the fact that you are so well informed. Now, I got something to say. Remember when they started with the pandemic and they were concerned about businesses and this, that, and the other, and they came up with those, they called them the PPP loans. Remember all that?
Oh, Lordy, yeah, like yesterday, but it's been going on for a couple of years.
Well, a whole bunch of wealthy celebrities that had more money than God to begin with got involved and got some of these loans. One of them was Reese Witherspoon. Another one was Khloe Kardashian. Another one was Jay-Z. The rock bands Pearl Jam and Green Day have all benefited from government-issued paycheck protection loans. Now, they were handed out at the height of the coronavirus pandemic, nearly all of which have been forgiven by Uncle Sam, according to a new report by the Daily Mail. Now, the result is that taxpayers are ending up footing the bill of the millions of dollars that businesses associated with the celebrities that do not have to repay it. Tell me that's fair.
Yeah, you talk about Hollywood celebrities, but there are some fairly wealthy members of Congress that also secured the very loans that they voted for and passed. One of them is here in District 16, United States Congress. Of course, the Republican Liberty Caucus has endorsed Martin Hyde for U.S. Congressional District 16. And the long-serving incumbent that he's facing, Congressman Vern Buchanan, who's about $10 million wealthy, and he and his automobile business also got some of these loans. Well, go figure.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he a partner, not the sole owner?
That is what I understand. And you may know, well, you've been around these parts longer than I have, and so you probably know that. But yeah, I think you're right, but he's a big chunk of that. And okay. Of course, economically, he benefited from that.
Okay, so because that would have taken, if it's a corporation, they would have had a meeting, they would have had a vote, and that's how that works. So obviously, they decided to go with that. So
yeah, I don't blame him for taking advantage of it at all. Just like I don't take advantage of a lot of things once Congress passes those things. I just blame the fact that it came to be in the first place. But if you're a person of considerable wealth, hey, what a great thing, the message to send if you said, hey, I'm returning this much money back to the taxpayers because, one, I don't need it, and I can take care of my employees without taxpayer money. I think that is a reasonable thing that could have been done.
Well, I totally agree with you. Now, I need to talk about the Air Force Special Operations Command that's grounded all of their CV-22 Ospreys attached to Special Operations due to a safety issue. Now, we understand that incidents have been occurring on a regular basis over the past 6 weeks, which has led to four major events that have been very close to resulting in the planes crashing all together. And this is really serious when this happens. So now what are we going to do? Are we going to go back to helicopters?
Yeah, I know. Our military is suffering, and it was suffering before the economy came to the poor condition it's in after President 45. And we've made some poor investments in the past, but we can't afford to be silly with this thing. When the special operation forces of all the services starts to feel the pain of our shortfalls in the military, you know it's serious business, because usually they're the last. They're the ones that usually see it through. We hate to be Debbie Downers on the downside of the week, but that is something we need to pay attention to. One, we can't afford to fund endless wars anywhere, but we certainly can't afford that we're rattling our sabers and all we're doing is we have no saber in the scabbard. All we're doing is rattling the scabbard. And unfortunately, that's a point that we're going to reach, and we need to quit doing that. But, the long-standing fears that we've had for that particular piece of equipment, the Osprey, but, there's some hard choice going to be to make. If the military is going to do the things that the nation expects it to do, our abilities to do that have been greatly truncated in the past year, and they were on a downward slide for several years previous to that. because of priorities being misplaced, in my opinion.
Well, Syria is demanding that U.S. troops leave their country immediately after an airstrike resulted in about 25 people being killed, some of whom were families, women and children, and shelling, of course, in North Syria is continuing because that's where ISIS and that element of Al-Qaeda, whatever the hell they call themselves now, is at. And we've got about 1,000 of our troops there that are keeping them in check. Because if we didn't, and they got out of that region, they got a clear shot at the Middle East or Africa.
Yeah, about every 6 months, Syria makes a pronouncement like that. Cross off Syria, insert Russia, insert China, and you could even insert Iran. That is the new axis of evil. It's there's three partners now. It's not just China and Russia. Iran is a part of that new axis of evil. And unfortunately, many of the things that we're doing are playing to their strengths and not playing to our own strengths in the United States of America. But, I'm not surprised to hear that from Syria. But Syria doesn't talk like that. That is this... the new Cold War, the ongoing Cold War, maybe never, the Cold War never ended, I don't know. But that axis of evil between Russia, China, and Iran isn't going away. It's what we got to deal with. And it's not, we're not going to fix what empowered the axis of evil overnight. It's going to take time.
Well, China is playing bad boy still, parts of the South China Sea. They are intercepting over international water, and well out in international water, I might add. They are intercepting some of our overflights that are out there, our warplanes flying around, and they're getting very dangerously close to, as they buzz them and they try to catch them in the wash and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know. You know, one of these times, somebody's going to just get an itchy trigger finger, and that's going to be that.
Yeah, Captain, you're right. I mean, you're spot on. For so long, if China, Russia, or anybody would do certain things, we just say, well, that's just what they do, they play that. But fundamentally, over the last year, in between the training that they do and the real world threats that China's done, not just there in Southeast Asia, but also in the Middle East and Russia in the Middle East, these things are fundamentally different than what we have observed in the past. It needs to be taken very seriously for the very reasons you talked about. The possibility of miscalculation or not miscalculation, but measured calculation to create something to happen through that is great. And China's not worried about the Russia's not worried about that. They're playing at our weaknesses.
Well, Colonel, I don't know if I'll see you today or not, but if I do, so be it, over there at Mission Barbecue on Cortez and Bradenton. But you have yourself a great day, and, of course, I'll be at the gun show Saturday in Largo.
Yeah, Captain, I was going to stop by today just to say howdy and nothing else.
All right, sir, you have yourself a great day. Appreciate it.
You as well.
All right, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Go check it out. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more right after these messages.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Well, what do you know? The FBI raid on the Mar-a-Lago backfires spectacularly on Democrats and hopefully rhinos like Lizard Cheney. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Americans are divided along party lines regarding the raid. Democrats and rhinos, who both favor bigger, more abusive government, kowtowing to China, keeping blacks in the political plantation of victimology, while conservatives prefer protected borders, equal opportunities, and jail for thugs. Democrat rhino elites are still celebrating the raid on Mar-a-Lago, not because Trump has done wrong, but rather because Trump opposed their Death for America agenda, which includes the recently announced IRS plan to hire 87,000 new agents who will be required to be armed with deadly force when they come for more of your money. Nearly three-quarters of deranged Democrats and rhinos believe the raid was the impartial justice system at work. 53% of independents and 76.7% of Republicans believe the Trump leftist political enemies are behind the raid. The unfortunate truth is that we are witnessing a two-tiered unequal justice system unfolding before our very eyes. If we, the people, do not clean up this madness, forget about liberty. I'm
Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, Ron Edwards, and of course you'll hear him again live in the living color on the program here on Saturday morning. He's on during hour number two, and he's also with us on Wednesdays. And of course you hear his Edwards Notebook several times a week. Now, I want to remind everybody that Constitutional Grounds is a coffee that you'll love once you get a chance to taste it, because a lot of people, the coffee that they drink is very acidic, and it upsets your stomach and this, that, and the other. I'm one of those people. If it's acidic, forget it. It's over. I just, the coffee stops right there. But I've got a little something right here in my cup. Let's see here. That's my Turbis tumbler. And I make iced coffee at night. And I do my own little system the way I do it. But I've got Constitutional Grounds coffee in there, and it is really good. It's never upset my stomach. Never been bitter, never had that bite to it. And all you got to do to find out more is go to the website, theronedwards.com. That's theronedwards.com. Check out the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's right there. And order some, or just get more information, whatever you want to do. But I got it. Hopefully you'll get it, because Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. All right. Back to our conversation here. And, you know, you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, I wish you could. I wish this stuff that I'm looking at here just isn't, you know, the real deal. But it is, unfortunately. You know, you've got China, you've got Russia engaging right now in a joint military exercise. A lot of people are watching this like a hawk because they believe this is a sign of things to come. And China plans, and they have already, by the way, sent some 3,000 troops into Russia for their first joint military exercise since the Kremlin invaded the Ukraine, with both countries stressing that it merely serves as friendly cooperation, nothing to be all that worried about. Right. Anytime the bad guys get together, it's time to be worried. By the way, but you probably didn't hear, up in New Jersey, Rutgers. Everybody knows about Rutgers, New Jersey school. The mask and vaccination mandates for the students and employees and faculty at Rutgers are still in place for the fall semester. So they're operating back at the beginning of the pack, not where we're at now. And the Trumpster made some farcical endorsements on Wednesday, where he endorsed Democrats Maloney and Goldman, which wasn't something that he was doing. He was having a play on words, if you will. But funny stuff, to say the least. By the way, Sarah Palin, Alaska Republican Sarah Palin, who is the former governor up there, two-term governor, has moved ahead in her House race challenge. Lisa Murkowski also survived her challenge. Hopefully you folks listening, and we do have one station in Alaska, hopefully you folks listening up there give Sarah a really good look. Because she's a real go-getter. And I had the chance, when she was running with John McCain as a vice presidential candidate, I had the chance to interview her. And she was a fun person to be around. And she knew her stuff. She really knew her stuff. So I'm sure that nothing's changed in that respect, because she stays on top of things. But you people in Alaska, fair warning, you could do a lot worse than Sarah Palin as your congresswoman. Your congresswoman up there. They only have one congressional representative up in the great state of Alaska. Kind of hard to figure that out, but oh well, it is what it is. Now, former President Trump is considering the release of the raid surveillance footage. He hasn't made up his mind yet whether or not he's going to do that, but I don't see any reason why he shouldn't. That's just me talking. Let them see what the FBI folks did. Let them see what they were looking at, the rooms they were going into, especially going through Melania's stuff. I'm sure there's some interesting pictures of that where you got some guys going Google-eyed over it. But that's just me talking. What do I know? But I will tell you this. They certainly over-exercised themselves on the search warrant. I realize it was anything and everything that they wanted to get their hands on, but still, I believe they went overboard. And that's just me talking. All right. Let me cut to the chase here. Let me get out of this. And find something here, because we got somebody on the telephone that's been very patient, so we're going to get this going, and then we're going to bring him on the air. So here we go. Get ready, folks. It's about to get real here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's the raid. It's a disgrace to America. If you're black, if you're Puerto Rican, if you're Sicilian like myself, and whatever you want, it doesn't matter. If you're a white boy from the sticks, Merrick Garland and the Federal Bureau of Idiots went and raided the 45th president. They don't have him on Twitter. Look at that. You don't have him on Twitter. You can't. It's a disgrace what's happening. And then these idiots in the media are trying to act like Joe Biden's doing a good job. The guy sucks. If he was a football coach at your football team, you'd be demanding the owner fire him. And he didn't win anything. You can't pass a corrupt bill like you just did and carve out billions. That's prejudicial. That's racism. And by the way, when you hear the word egocentric racism, okay, that's another Marxist leftist term. No, what it really is ego, E-G-O, not E-C-O. And that's what the left are. The left, like Bill Gates and all the rest of these clowns, they think they're smarter. They think that you should listen to them even though they can't get 10 votes because they're so damn ugly and their policies suck. Okay? That's the difference. They hate Donald Trump because he's the only billionaire who can get $75-85 billion. Let me tell the Department of Injustice and D. Merrick Garland, you're fired. And one of you Supreme Court justices, not one of you left-wing hacks like Sotomayor, should stand up and say what happened to Donald Trump is a disgrace to the Constitution. It's a disgrace to America. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And let's get to work. Peace.
All right. Sounds like Todd's been yelling at some folks. That's what happens when you get a little bit hoarse, but appreciate it. Todd in Tampa. All right. I'll be down in Bradenton today, lunchtime. Mission Barbecue, Cortez Road. If you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy. Otherwise, I'll see you tonight.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.